It's your home for everything movies. The latest releases, reviews, what's hot at the box office, and all things Hollywood. Hollywood.
Thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange.
It's Talking Flicks with JT and Grant Lee.
Yes, it is. Welcome to Friday and welcome to the day where we talk about all the latest movies. JT here with the amazing, the extraordinary, the brilliant. Oh, my. Mr. Lee, what other compliments can I get in for you today? How are you?
Look, just don't do it too much because I may not be able to fit out the door when we finish this podcast. My head will be too big.
Too big, yes, yes. I'm retracting all those words. How are you, Mr. Lee? How was the week that was for you? Mind you, though.
It's been really good.
You haven't worked much of it, so...
That is true. I haven't worked much of it. But can I say I'm going to be working a fair bit now because it's now school holidays in, what, 3-4 hours' time? Kids will be on holidays. So they will be into the cinema watching all our great movies. So
Mr. Lee's babysitting service is back, ladies and gentlemen. So you know what? If you've got kids at home and they're tearing up the house, they're running up the walls, take them to the Forum 6 in Tamworth. And go and take them to Mr. Lee. He will happily babysit. You know what? I'm sure he'd happily throw them a free popcorn. I'm sure I can get that out of him before this.
I'm sure it will be because it'll be going on your credit card, JT.
Good try, Mr. Lee. And you know what? There is a reason why we should be getting out the popcorn today.
Correct.
Mr. Lee. Happy birthday, Mr. Lee.
Happy birthday to you as well. Can you believe it?
Yes.
I'm shocked.
Now, it's not our actual birthday, but it is 1 year. 1 year of the Talk and Flicks podcast. How good is that?
I cannot believe it's 1 year. 1 year has gone so freaking quick. It has been incredible. And, you know, it's been fun doing it with you as well. Like, this is such a great thing we do. And I really treasure our time that we've done in the last 12 months. And here's to another, 5 years?
It's very deep, Mr. Lee. It's very deep. I do appreciate that. Another year of making great memories, as you say, Mr. Lee. More great memories to be made. So, and thank you to everyone who has given us a stream in the last 12 months. We love you, all of you, and to our talking flicksters and those that have come on and played our Fast Flicks game. Thank you very much for being part of the Talking Flicks podcast. Great to have you on board this week. Yes. And episode 92, Mr. Lee. We didn't think we'd get past two.
No, exactly right. I thought, you know, we would have not even made double figures. So I think we've done pretty well to 92 in 12 months.
Let's make this a great show, Mr. Lee. Let's do it. Welcome back to Talking Flicks. Lots happening today. Now, I've got a brand new contestant joining us in Fast Flicks, which we'll get to a bit later on. Will they take home the coveted movie tickets for the month, Mr. Lee? We haven't been able to give them away yet and put their face up on our wall of fame here at Talking Flicks HQ. So today could be the day.
Yeah, it could be the day. So it'll be interesting to find out.
Definitely. We've also got some exciting news in store. Did Tom Cruise really do all of his own stunts in Mission Impossible 8? That's the question I have, Mr. Lee.
Yeah, look, I will let you know later in the podcast whether he did or not. So stay tuned for that.
Also, what's the latest with Tom Hiddleston? Maybe some new projects on the horizon. We'll take a quick spin around the screens and, of course, find out which movie is sitting at the top spot worldwide. No surprises this week. I'm not going to give too much away, but I'm sure you can work out what it is. We will take a look at that. So grab your popcorn. It's time to kick off Talking Flicks. Let's do it with this.
Here's a peek at what's on the big screen this week.
Now, Mr. Lee, as well, I've got to add in too, I did say on Wednesday's podcast, I've got a bone to pick with you, and that's coming up. That's coming up very soon, Mr. Lee. I'm sharpening the axe, so get ready.
I am scared, but anyway,
you should be.
Hopefully it's not too bad.
You should be. Let's get into some new movies.
Let's get into it. We've got The Amateur, which is a new action thriller. It's got Rami Malek, and he is an incredible actor. He plays this part so well. He is his wife's killed by a terrorist attack. He is a CIA decoder, but he takes the matters in his own hands because he doesn't feel that anything's happening. And everyone says, you know, you can't do it. You're only an amateur. You don't know what you're doing. But I wonder if he can get and do it.
Let's have a listen.
You ever wonder what they do with all the stuff you dig up for them?
That's not my job.
No, but you never wonder?
No, it's the CIA. I gotta trust that they'll make the right call. Maybe it's better not to know.
Love you.
Love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Charlie, I think you need to see this.
What is this?
Your wife has been killed. What you do is very important to what we do. Let us handle this.
I want mission-specific training, cash, and a new identity.
Have you lost your mind?
I want to find and kill the people who murdered my wife.
I don't think you could beat a 90-year-old nun in an arm wrestling match.
I want to face my wife's killers, look them in the eyes, and balance the scales.
Take it.
Take it!
I
point it at my chest! Do it now!
Put your finger on the trigger. You can't do what I do no matter how much I train you. You're just not a killer, Charlie.
You're just a nerdy fella that works on computers.
But what you're doing
is gonna kill you.
Do you ever account for the things I'm good at? You held a gun to my wife's head. This is a remote that controls a device that's been decompressing the glass beneath you.
You have the wrong person.
No, I have exactly the right person.
We got a ping in Rome.
He's in London.
He just got on a bus in Prague.
He practically invented half of our surveillance.
Maybe y'all misjudged this individual.
This ends here.
You recognize her?
If you jump really fast, you might survive the blast.
Wait!
Love a good revenge film, Mr. Lee. We've got a few of those out at the moment, don't we? Off the back of last week's Working Man with Jason Statham, yeah.
But this looks really interesting, doesn't it? Because he is a CIA decoder. And, you know, you heard some of the things he was saying there, you know, don't mess with him. Like, I think he will be a very interesting character. Lawrence Fishburne is also in it, as well as Rachel Brosnahan. So very interesting. That's out now, The Amateur. Now, the next one is Death of a Unicorn, and this is a comedy horror. Now, when I watched the trailer of this a couple of weeks ago, I didn't think it was too scary, as in a horror. It's more of a thriller.
No, no, no.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think it's got a lot of horror elements to it. Did you hear much comedy? Did you get much comedy out of it? Because I don't know where the comedy comes into it.
I didn't get much comedy out of it.
No.
But I didn't get much horror. Like it, yes, there is horror elements, but not jump scare horrors. You know, horror to me is, you know, it's really scary. You're on the edge of the seat the whole time because something's going to pop out at you. Whether it does, and they haven't shown you that in the trailer, it'll be interesting to find out. Let's take a listen.
This infant preserve was donated by the Leopolds. It's truly untouched by man.
Spot any big game on the way.
Must be moose mating season or something.
Aren't you the most magnificent thing?
Unicorns used to be seen like these divine monsters.
Because people fully believe that they could heal literally anything.
It's an opportunity for immortality.
We have a moral imperative to harvest every last one.
They're gonna kill us.
There's no negotiating with monsters.
Death of a Unicorn, Mr. Lee. Now, I reckon, put your money where your mouth is. Do you reckon it's not scary? So this is a movie you can go and see, I reckon. You got to go see it now.
Yeah, you know what? I like Richard E. Grant. I think he's a great actor. Will Poulter, Paul Rudd, and Jenna Ortega.
I love Jenna.
Oh, she's great. She plays Wednesday so well, doesn't she? Like, she can play that part so well. So the next movie we're going to talk about, it's just in time for school holidays, is The King of Kings. And this is the story where a father retells the story of Jesus Christ's life. Let's have a listen.
I'd like to tell you a story, son. Some say it's the greatest story ever told. It has angels
and wicked kings, jealous rivals,
and miracles.
Open your eyes.
Our story begins 2,000 years ago. The young woman named Mary would soon bring a beautiful baby into the world.
We won't stop. If it's not about a king, then I'm not interested.
It just so happens that this story is about a king.
One prophecy speaks of...
Aquila! Look at all the fish!
It was time for Jesus to gather a few friends, like Judas Iscariot.
He gains more followers every day. Find him.
There's not nearly enough food here to feed all of these people.
The people are calling him king.
Then we turn the people against him.
Are you king of the Jews?
It's what God wants. I'll accept it. And so should you.
Thank you, Jesse.
Jesus still had lessons to teach us.
Look!
Don't be afraid.
You really are the true King of Kings.
It's time.
You know what, Mr. Lee? It kind of sounds like my positive quote of the day, doesn't it? That movie. That's the vibe I'm getting. Yes.
I'm getting that vibe as well. Yeah, very positive. Now, it's got the voices of Oscar Isaac from Star Wars, Poe, Kenneth Branagh, Uma Thurman, Pierce Brosnan, and Roman Griffin Davis all doing their voices. Now, this one, I've been talking about this for so long, and JT's Nan has been so excited. It's finally here. André Rieu's 75th birthday celebrations of Dream continues. It's on Sunday and 1 o'clock. Tickets available, and I know you're just hanging to see this one.
All right, Mr. Lee. This is my bone to pick with you, okay? Oh. So last week, you're banging on about my gorgeous Nan, right? Okay.
Yes.
I think you slipped up a little bit here. I think there are other intentions, Mr. Lee. Can we please rewind the tape?
André Rieu's 75th birthday celebration, The Dream Continues, is on the big screen next weekend. And you're taking your Nan, remember?
No, I've got to wash my hair.
I'll take your Nan. I'll be in the will.
Yeah, all right, good luck.
Oh, no! And I'll be in the will.
I'll be in the will, Mr. Lee.
And I will be, because I'm taking your Nan.
I know what your intentions are. Not poor Nan off and take her money. Oh, I've got an eye on you, Mr. Lee. I know what you're up to. Yeah. And I'll be in the will.
Well, all I can say is you're getting zipped now. Oh, it's all coming to me. And I'll be in the will. After 4 o'clock on Sunday, it's in my name.
That's my goodness, yeah.
JT so there you go. Is out.
Wait till Nan hears this, go. Mr. Lee. She's not going to be very happy with you. push poor Green down the steps. Okay, let's not that you do that, Mr. Lee. Let's take a look at what's screening this week at the Forum 6, Nodi and 5. What's going on?
Yeah, we've got Black Bag. We've got Bridget Jones, Mad About the Boy, Captain America, Brave New World, Disney Snow White, Dogman, Looney Tunes, The Day the World Blew Up, A Minecraft Movie, Novocaine, No Pain, A Working Man, Sonic the Hedgehog 3, and Widow Kalik, all playing in a cinema near you.
From every corner of the globe, let's find out what's reigning supreme in your backyard with the Talking Flicks Top 5.
All right, let's do this. Let's get some top fives, Mr. Lee. Yeah.
Let's do it. Guess where we're off to this week?
Surprise me. I'm thinking something European. Gotta be.
Think of spaghetti, pasta, Italy. All that sort of thing.
Italy, yes.
Italy,
yes.
You got it right.
But you get to go there, five. Not me. You get to go there. So, yes. Yeah,
I do. Exactly right. Number 5 is Moana 2. Number 4 is Captain America Brave New World. Number 3 is A Complete Unknown.
I've changed it this week.
What's going on?
I've changed it this week.
Oh, that's good. Number 2, I'm glad that's gone then. Number 2 is A Real Pain, and number 1 for Italy. Disney Snow White.
Well, I'm glad about that. Let's do the top 5 for the USA, Mr. Lee. Number 5 is A Woman in the Yard. Number 4, Disney's Snow White. Number 3, The Chosen Last Supper Part 2. Number 2 is Jason Statham in A Working Man. And number 1 for the States is A Minecraft Movie. Great to see it there, Mr. Lee. Jack Black, Jason Momoa. And yeah, what a cast. Jennifer Coolidge. Are you happy with that, Mr. Lee? Number 1? You saw it coming, didn't you?
I am. I'm excited because let's go to Australia and see what it is in Australia. Number 5 is Novocaine, No Pain. Number 4 is A Working Man. Number 3 is Disney Snow White. Number 2 is Dogman. And number 1 for Australia. Minecraft Movie, just like the States.
Yep, there you go. And I think it'll be there for a little while yet. So there you go. Me that too. Is the number one movie. Mr. Lee, I just want to point out, no, you didn't get away, you didn't get away unscathed, okay? We have a new...
Chewbacca. Oh, no. Chewbacca. Oh, actually, you know what? You should have played that when we were talking about King of Kings because Chewbacca. Isaac... Oscar Isaac is from Star Wars.
Yes, well, Chalamet's gone now. I think we've got a better one.
Chewbacca.
That's great.
I've got to be so
careful. I told you.
I know. I can't believe you've done that to me.
You little granny pusher. Okay, let's get to some news for this week. What? Impossible. Mission Impossible 8. Yeah. Tom Cruise. Tom Cruise, right?
Yeah, Tom Cruise. Look, at the beginning of the podcast, you brought up the thing where that Tom Cruise does his own stunts. And like he does most of his own stunts. In the last one, we know that he broke his ankle in the jump that he did. Well, this one, he's in Mission Impossible 8, which is The Final Reckoning. He is 62 years old, and now he's hanging off another plane, which we know he has done in the past as well. But this time, he's actually doing it upside down, and he seems to be doing it with one hand. And that comes out, I think it's July, Mission Impossible 8. I think it's July comes out. So,
great.
Yeah, that's meant to be the last one. So, as we always know, Hollywood, it may not be.
There'll be more. Tom Hiddleston, now he's set to reprise his role as Loki in the upcoming Marvel Universe film, Avengers Doomsday.
Yeah. Look, the last time we saw him playing Loki, of course, was for the Disney series called Loki, and he played that part so well. But it's good to see that he's coming back in the next Avengers Doomsday, because we've got Robert Downey Jr., who's playing Dr. Doomsday. We've got so many top actors in it. It's going to be very, very big.
Chris Hemsworth,
Thor. He is looking forward to it. Yep. He's back. Anthony Mackie as Captain America, and Pedro Pascal as Sue Storm, and Reed Richards, which is Vanessa Kirby, were playing Sue Storm. So very exciting news to have all those, and Loki.
Wonderful. All right, let's go around the screens and see what's happening at the Forum 6 and Odeon 5 in Orange. Let's start in Orange, Mr. Lee.
Certainly. Look, on April 26, 27, they've got their Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge of the Sith, 20th anniversary screening. This one is from the first lot of movies, 1, 2, and 3. So they're playing the third because it's the 20th. And also on the 27th and 30th of April, they're playing the Oscar-winning movie Flow, which was won for animation. So very exciting.
Chewbacca.
And then in Walker and Tamworth on May 4, we're starting, and in Orange as well, they will be doing it as well, is the Met Opera. And this is the 24-25 season, and we're starting with Tosca. So very exciting news to have the opera back on the big screen.
Great choice. Now, speaking of what's coming to the big screen, opening up next week, Mr. Lee, it's Sinners. Michael B. Jordan, Hayley Steinfeld, who a fantastic singer, but also a great actress as well.
Yeah, which is very good. And another interesting one called Warfare, and it's actually got Will Poulter. He's everywhere at the moment. Kit Connor and Finn Bennett. And it'll be very interesting, all about American Navy SEALs. Then we've got another horror thriller called Drop. And this one,
it's got me hooked, this one. I want to see this one.
Yeah.
So
it looks scary. This is what I was saying before, you know, this looks scary.
She's out at some restaurant having dinner, but she's getting messages, and she's got to kill the guy that she's with, apparently. Look, that's got me hooked. I like that. I do.
Yeah. No, I don't think so. Now, another one is The Correspondent. This is a thriller starring Richard Roxenberg. And this is all about a journalist, when it's an Australian journalist, Peter Guesty, who is confronted. He's actually taken away by baddies, terrorists, and is actually held hostage. So, and this is based on a true story as well. So very interesting.
Now, our talk and flicks this week was Riley. He did check out Minecraft, the movie. I thought he did a great job for 11, Mr. Lee. It was our youngest, our youngest flickster to date.
Certainly is. He did a fantastic job. He was so good. He knew exactly what he was talking about. A great movie for him to go see.
But our talk and flickster for this coming Wednesday will be Eli. He's going to Dogman, which is another one of these great movies that are out at the moment from a novel. We'll be interesting to see what he has to say about Dogman, and just in time for the school holidays as well. So that will be on Wednesday.
The quickest way to win free movies for a month. It's time to play Fast Flicks.
I am really enjoying this game, Mr. Lee. I'm not sure. What do you reckon? Are you enjoying it too?
I am, actually. It's really good. And we're getting closer and closer to getting those five questions answered. So,
which
is fantastic.
I feel like today might be the day, you know?
Do you think?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I think a month's worth of movies could be going off here. And another thing too, a spot in our Hall of Fame, I think that's better than the movies, I reckon. Your face here at Talking Flicks HQ.
I think we need to ask the person who's entering whether they think that's more important than movie tickets. I think they would enjoy movie tickets more than being on our Wall of Fame.
I don't think so. We'll find out, though. Let's introduce today's contestant, Mel. Hello, Mel.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Great. Very welcome well. To Fast Flicks. Are you ready to play? I believe you're pumped up today. Are you feeling lucky?
I am. I'm feeling really lucky. Isn't that a movie line? I'm feeling lucky.
I'm sure it is. Do you know that line, sure. Mr. Lee?
yeah. Well, punk. Actually, it's Hey,
oh,
punk.
Yeah, that's you're just lucky. Punk. Yes.
Oh,
lucky
I
punk.
Yeah.
I knew
yeah.
I'd heard it somewhere before.
Well, maybe yeah. that, maybe, who knows, that line might appear somewhere in one of your questions. You never know, Mel. Stranger things have happened.
Ooh,
yes.
They have.
All right, Mel. So this is how it goes. We've got a category, which Grant will unveil very soon. Then we're going to give you 30 seconds and five questions. Get them all correct. A month's worth of movies coming your way. Mr. Lee, the remaining two categories are...
The two categories that are left are Tom Cruise or musical. What would you like to lock in, Mel?
Ah, gee, I was a mad Tom Cruise fan when I was younger, so I'm very tempted. Yeah, I'm thinking Tom Cruise.
Okay, let's lock in Tom Cruise. All right. The quiz master over there, Grant Lee, he's got the questions ready to go. And we'll start the timer after the first question. Over to you, Mr. Lee.
Okay, Mel. Question one. Name the movie that Tom Cruise starred in with Kelly McGillis.
Top Gun.
What is Tom Cruise's middle name?
Oh, Mapatha Cruise? Thomas Mapatha Cruise, the fourth? Is that something like that?
Question three. What year was Tom Cruise born?
1964.
Question four. Well, name the movie that Tom and Nicole Kidman starred together.
Time's gone.
Mel. Wow.
What?
Okay.
How did I go?
You got the first one right, so that's a bonus. That's good. You got one. The middle name for Tom Cruise.
William. Is it William?
No, it's actually Cruise.
Tom, what?
His middle name is Cruise. His last name, his full name is Thomas Cruise.
Mapatha.
Yeah, Mapatha, the fourth.
Ah, right.
Yeah, the fourth.
I was just rubbing them around the wrong way. Ouch. Okay.
Yes, and you were so close with the year that he was born. It was 1962.
1963. 1962.
Yeah, 62. And one of the movies that Nicole and Tom were in, it was either Days of Thunder in 1990, Eyes Wide Shut in 1999, or Far Away in 1992.
Far Away.
Mr. Lee loves every single one of those movies.
I really
do. It was so hard to actually have Tom Cruise in there, I tell you.
Oh, because he loves Nicole Kidman.
He secretly loves them both. You just know it.
The funny thing is, I still can't remember why I don't like him that much, and it's been going on for, 10 years or something now?
So. I can't work it out. What? I just cannot work it out. I don't know what his issue is. Like, my issue with the Minions is valid. I don't know what Mr. Lee's issue is. I'm still trying to work that out. Okay? But anyway, Mel, great to have you. Thank you so much for playing, and we hope to have you back on again soon.
Yeah, no worries. Good luck to the next person. Oh, I wonder what the last category is. Oh, maybe I should have picked musicals.
Everyone always says that, Mel, every time.
Thanks, guys.
Good on you, Mel.
Thanks, Mel.
Now, Mr. Lee, these tickets are still up for grabs. We're still yet to give them away. If you want to get involved in Fast Flicks, it's so easy, isn't it?
It certainly is. Just head to the forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au website. Click on the banner at the top of the website, Talking Flicks, and then you're going to fill in a form and we'll contact you to be part of the show.
Yeah.
That's so easy.
It's a month worth of movies, people. Come on, get to it. Try and take this out, because I would love to see Mr. Lee coughing up for a whole month's worth of movies. Oh, nothing better. Nothing better. Mr. Lee.
Oh, so true.
It's that time. It's come to the end of our 92nd episode. 1 year of Talking Flicks.
It's incredible, but thank you. I've really enjoyed it. As I said at the top of the podcast, it's been fun. 1 year has gone so quickly, and I've only missed two shows, so that's pretty good.
How many shows have I missed, Mr. Lee?
Not one, because you're a trooper. You will be there every day.
See, people, this is what happens. Yes, if you want to see true dedication, it's right here. You know what, Mr. Lee? I'll be back on Wednesday. Same time, same place, same channel. Yeah, midday, yep. We'll see whether you turn up.
I'll see you there.
Oh, you say that. You say that. Yes.
I will be.
Happy birthday, Mr. Lee. We've got to get the cake out as well, because we've got a cake to have today as well. I went fruit flan today.
Oh, really? Yeah. Nice, because I was going to say, what'd you get us this week? Yes. For 1 year, fruit flan. Ooh,
fruit
nice.
Flan, yes. Nice bits of peach, and there's some kiwi fruit on this one. Oh, so a nice crumbly base too. Yeah, so we'll get to that. I'll go and get that out of the fridge now, and that'll be our lunch, Mr. Lee. So, yeah.
That sounds good. Always start with the dessert before you eat your sandwich.
Totally, totally. My nan's coming over for it too. She wants to talk about the will. Oh. Have a great weekend, and we'll catch you on Wednesday. Bye.
Want more Talking Flicks? Get your fix with every episode anywhere, anytime. Just search Talking Flicks on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.